Two Substellar Survivor Candidates, One Found and One Missing, by N. Walters et al. This study presents observations of two possible substellar survivors of post-main sequence engulfment, currently orbiting white dwarf stars. Infrared and optical spectroscopy of GD1400 reveal a 9.98H orbital period, where the benchmark brown dwarf has M2 equals 65 plus or minus 3 MJ up, TeF approximately equals 1900 kelvins, and an age close to 1 gear. The 0.558 plus or minus 0.005 Mson mass of GD1400A suggests the substellar companion escaped contact with the RGB host, but was later enveloped during the AGB. The known infrared excess towards PG0010 plus 281 is consistent with a substellar companion, yet no radial velocity or photometric variability is found despite multiple instrument searches. Three independent mass determinations for PG0010 plus 281 all suggest enhanced mass loss associated with binary evolution, where the youngest total age for an isolated star is 7.5 plus or minus 2.5 gear. A possible solution to this conundrum is the cannibalization of one or more giant planets, which enhanced mass loss post-main sequence, but were ultimately destroyed. Thus, PG0010 plus 281 is likely orbited by a debris disk that is comfortably exterior to the Roche limit, adding to the growing number of non-canonical disks orbiting white dwarfs. At present, only L-type, brown, dwarfs are known to survive direct engulfment during the post-main sequence, whereas T and Y-type substellar companions persist at wide separations. These demographics suggest that roughly 50 MJ up is required to robustly avoid post-main sequence annihilation, suggesting all closely orbiting giant planets are consumed, which may contribute to mass loss and magnetic field generation in white dwarfs and their immediate progenitors. This was Two Substellar Survivor Candidates, One Found and One Missing, by N. Walters et al.